Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Monday, April 6, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. We'll start the day with some British Premier League soccer. It's Manchester City at Crystal Palace, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. No matter how you look at it, this is not an auspicious start to what is really going to be a great sports day. It's a middling mid-afternoon soccer game between the fourth place team in the league, Manchester City, that's still trying to catch Chelsea for first place, but which doesn't really seem to have a great chance of doing it, and Crystal Palace, safely in 12th place and as far from relegation as contention. In the NHL tonight, the game to watch is the Dallas Stars at San Jose Sharks, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. People who prefer single elimination tournaments, like March Madness, to the longer best 4 out of 7 game series that the NBA and NHL uses, will be pretty happy about this game. Although it's officially just a regular season game, it's virtually a single elimination game for these two teams who are a long shot to make the playoffs in the West. Lose tonight, and that long shot turns into a brick wall. In the NBA, the only game on the calendar tonight is the Portland Trailblazers at Brooklyn Nets, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on NBA TV. So I guess we'll feature it. This is actually a replay of a game that was canceled earlier this year when an enormous snowstorm hit New York. The Nets are more desperate to win this game than the Trailblazers are, which you can tell because the Trailblazers are actually not even bringing 3 of their top players to Brooklyn. Really though, if you're going to watch the basketball tonight, you should be watching the Wisconsin Badgers versus Duke Blue Devils, 9:18 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS in the championship game of the men's college basketball tournament that we call March Madness. The culmination of all that madness in March is tonight. The tournament lost its giant narrative device on Saturday when the at that point undefeated Kentucky Wildcats lost to Wisconsin. Instead of this final game being a fight of potential perfection versus a spoiler, now it's just a basketball game. It should be a very, very good basketball game, though. A quick personal and administrative note. This is the last sports forecast that I will be recording from my home in Queens, New York. Tomorrow I'll be moving up to Cambridge, Massachusetts. So don't worry if you don't hear much from us in the next couple days. I will be taking the Dear Sports Fan brand up to Boston, where it will doubtless become a little bit more full of lobster and Boston cream pie, Red Sox and Patriots, and the unsettling prospect of hosting the Olympics. Talk to you in a few days. Until then, you can find me on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions at DearSportsFan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you in a bit.